Why is there so much misunderstanding? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It turns out the reason there's so much misunderstanding in the world is that we want it that way. And if you need proof, you can consult Dr. Steven Pinker, author of The Stuff of Thought, Language as a Window into Human Nature. As anybody who's been on a date knows, you never really say what you mean, right? Truth is always the last resort. We use this ambiguity to protect ourselves, like the now famous tap routine for gay hookups, which was very carefully crafted.
The crucial thing is they recognize each other using the same signals that straight people can't recognize them. Mm-hmm. That's why it has to be so indirect. If it was just for gay people to recognize each other, you could have a little button on your lapel. Yes. The thing is, it has to be something that will slip below the radar of homophobes.
Which lulled a certain senator into thinking he was safe. And this human tendency towards ambiguity can have big consequences. Consider the famous UN resolution adopted at the end of the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, Resolution 242.
Israel must withdraw from territories occupied in the war. Does that mean all of the territories or some of the territories? Well, ever since then, the proponents on both sides have been hashing it out.
And we assume that it's written this way because the diplomats are incompetent or because it's a translation problem, and in fact, just the opposite.
Quite the opposite.
Yes, humans with their unique ability to speak and write have learned in the course of the millennia that any idiot can write clearly. Clearly, it takes a great mind to muddy things up. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.